Fred Film Radio, San Sebastian Film Festival, Spain.
Fred from Radio, I'm David Martos. This is the 67th edition of San Sebastian Film Festival. We're here with Malgosata Chmowska, director of The Other Lamp in competition. Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm very happy to be here in San Sebastian.
Okay, right. You've brought here a very tough film, I would say, about a feminine cult. Why did you come up with the idea of doing particularly this story about these women stranded in the woods with this leader?
The script came to me from U.S. producers, Stephanie Wilcox, David Lancaster. It was my first English-speaking film. I found in the script very interesting potential of saying something about what's going on nowadays. Because that kind of, you know, abusive men like Shepard is in the movie, we have many, and the newspapers are writing about them actually right now. Then I said to myself that it's like a very good film for now. Also, the fact that it's taking a place in the wood, only women, one man, I think it makes everything like very edgy and controversial, which I actually like. Then I found the script very interesting.
I would like you to elaborate a little bit about on what it says about the situation of women nowadays.
You know, it's hard to say, but I think it shows it's hard to say in a sense, like the film is very symbolic. It's not a documentary, and the film also is not totally realistic, right? That it's like more a symbolic version of patriarchy, I would say. He represents a patriarchy. At the end of the film, we see there is a matriarchy coming, but of course, there's also a dark side of matriarchy. I mean, the girls which are victims at the beginning, they starts to be... opposite, they start to be aggressive. They are using violence against his violent. Then I think it's really described the moment of the history which we are facing now perfectly. But I think it's like it's hard to say if it's like happy end.
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. To me, it's also like because maybe it shows that the situation is more complex than we think.
Rafi Cassidy is a powerful force in the film. How involved were you in the casting process, and why, if you did, why you chose her?
She's amazing. I saw her on Lantimos' film Killing of a Sacred Deer, and that's why, you know, I was immediately convinced. I know from the beginning that it should be her. Then I would say it wasn't a very difficult decision. I just said I want her, she loves the script, and that's how it's happened. I'm very easy with the casting. Casting is not something for me which takes ages. I usually know whom I want.
The film seems to have needed a little choreography in some sense. Did you rehearse a lot, the rituals in the woods and all this stuff?
We are improvising a lot. We didn't have time. It was 25 shooting days, 3 weeks of prep, very difficult weather conditions. Then we have to be very fast, and we didn't have a lot of time to do any rehearsals. Then actually we were really like reacting right now, like on the ground, on the set, you know. Then, yeah, no preparation.
What kind of director would you say you are? You like to the actors to collaborate with you to propose things during the shooting or even prior to the shooting?
Yeah, I like it, of course, but I have like very particular vision, and I'm not talking too much. I don't like waste my time on conversations. Then actors like Denise or Rafi, they like it actually that I'm like very like smile, go look at left, look at right, do this, do that, angriness, less angriness. That's the way I'm directing. There are directors who are very talkative and they're analyzing the characters. I'm opposite. I'm never doing this. I just want to have a truth on the screen in a way of acting, and it's instinct. It's my instinct, you know. I'm not analyzing.
And what's your position on the shooting? You're by the camera or behind the monitor?
It depends on the scene. Usually I'm like on the monitor because I'm trying to see if it's truthful or not. And I have that kind of problem that if I'm standing, like if I see not through the camera eyes, which is like not through the monitor, but like normal way, that it's hard for me to say if it works or not. then usually I'm trying to stand at the monitor. But if they need me emotionally, then I'm next to the camera and I'm talking all the time. I'm screaming during the take. That is very hard for the sound, you know, because they can hear me all the time, like more, more, more this, more that, less.
So you've made a very symbolic film on the situation of women, or on the role of on the power role, I would say, or the role of power. We're in the middle of this debate in the film world since Venice about the separation between a director and his life, his private life, because of Roman Polanski, for example, competing in Venice. How do you situate yourself in this debate? Would you like to be competing with a director like Polanski? I mean, do you think he should be admitted to festivals?
Yes. Why not?
I don't know.
No, I mean, of course, it's he's a very good director, first of all. Then I only from that kind of, I would say, political correct reasons to exclude him from the competition, I don't think it's okay. If the film has a value, it's perfect. And of course, if the head of jury, like Lucrecia Martel, she doesn't want to, I mean, participate on that, it's also okay, you know. Then I think it's fine, this is our rights, but like exclude him, I think it doesn't make sense.
And my final question would be, you mentioned this is your first English speaking film. What do you think this step means to your career? I mean, would you like to go on in this way of doing films in English or other languages?
Yes, I think it's a big step. I kind of never expected that it's such a difference, because the reaction to the film is much bigger than to my previous films. I mean, much more people are interested in the film, much more offers I'm receiving. That is like a different scale. Then I can see that it's something new, and it's something very, I'm excited, you know. I'm excited. I like this moment. Also, to be all the time like in Poland and connected only to local Polish market, even like doing international films, I think it's like cool to be out of the Polish context for a while. Then I'm gonna do now Polish film, Polish German film, because it's like it was like planned last 2 years to do it, and it's a black comedy. But then I'm thinking about switching into English speaking films for a while.
Okay, let's hope for that. Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much. This was an interview for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.